Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
This is a government-sponsored program. We don't have any freedom. We don't, so we have to import it. Our only means of communication is, well, limited. The means of communication is because of Kim Jong-un, or, as we refer to him, Little Kim. No, not the rapper. He's sexy. He's ruining our lives. No internet or anything. I'm 13 years old.
Help me. They're coming.
We know we're a rich country, ruled by a biggish little dictator who has no sense of humor. So far, he's crapped on Sony, calling it an injustice. And there's a campaign to overthrow him. Please help us in our efforts. Go to www.indiegogo.com/individuals. That's 9-6-3-7-5-8-8 plus campaigns. We've raised $104 American dollars. For more info, go to the Indiegogo site and type in "Help bring freedom to North Korea." Well, welcome to AMC Press & Co. That was disturbing.
Yes.
We're here for your weekly dose of satire.
Don't you mean a daily?
Yeah.
Yes, daily, not weekly. Daily dose of satire. And we're sponsored by the North Korean Dictator Service, an agency that represents, if not all the different dictators, for speaking engagement. Having trouble disciplining your children or teenager? Hire Lenin. If you're having trouble with art, Adolf Hitler. Skills are off the charts. If your little child is into architecture, Emperor Hayahoto. Better yet, he can build you a separate cell. Call us if you dare. Our number is 771-777-DISCIPLINE. That's 1-777-DISCIPLINE. Yes, there are 10 letters, and yes, it is the whole number. Spell discipline on a sheet of paper, and then translate the number. Very easily. This message was brought to you by the North Korean government. And now a word from the parents' billing service. Not attending your child's birthday party? Sure. No problem. We'll invoice you. Apparently, it's going round that...
I actually heard about this.
Parents are now invoicing. Yeah. You two have heard about this, yeah?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
So, you heard all the crazy shit about the fact that people are now invoicing other kids' parents.
If we're not showing up to a birthday
Missing, for missing their kid's birthday party.
What, like 25 pounds or...
No, 25 pounds.
Pounds
was...
What?
No, 16 pounds.
16 pounds.
16 pounds, which is...
16 pounds, 25 American dollars, yes.
Is 25 American dollars. Okay. I mean, me thinking that it was a get-rich-quick scheme, you know, when I first read it, was literally insane. You know, take your kid to to work day, no problem. Take your kid to school day, no problem. Take your school to work, problem. Or
Because he didn't come to your kid's birthday.
It's not his fault.
Right. Parents for God, don't make it such a thing where... I think if I ever received anything like this from anyone, I would go, you're on drugs?
Like,
are you
serious?
Are you on something? Possibly
honestly,
go for a
$25 from his friend mom. After a 5-year-old parent didn't inform him they would be attending the birthday party.
Or they probably for.
I could see trying to cover costs.
Right.
And Alex.
But still.
And little Alex Nash from Cornwall, right, was given this by
his friend.
His friend. Oh, mate, you didn't come to my party, or it will be...
Alex, you didn't come to my party, so I am charging you.
To which Alex will probably go,
what? Really?
Why are you charging me?
It's your party. Don't make it a big fucking thing. People honestly forget, so...
I mean, right now, though, it seems like both sets of parents have forgotten who are the adults and who are the children.
Right.
It's kind of like, I think, in an age of technology, when you're an adult kid... of another person, right? Then also the follow-up, okay? The follow-up to this, right? was that you know, follow-up was apparently there was a fight also on Facebook that the ski center, right, the manager, Louise Dugan, it says, it seemed to be a dispute between the two parents and the parent who wrote the invoice had put it on us, which is crazy because we have nothing to do with it. We asked for a small deposit on the booking 48 hours prior to the party. We asked to confirm the numbers and pay us in full amount. It's £15.95 ahead for a slide and a party ride. But there is no such thing as a no-show fee. We don't invoice private individuals. We just ask for payment 48 hours. That makes sense. Yet, there was the Facebook exchange, right, then went like this. Hi, Julie, this is Alex's mum. I was very shocked to see that the invoice in Alex's school bag. The only reason I did not attend the party was because his nan and his granddad were going away for Christmas, and the only day the kids could go and see them was the same day as the party. I apologize for not letting you know, but I didn't have your phone number or email for you if I had known that I would have to pay. But Alex, I did not go, then I would pay you the money, no problem. I do not like fighting with people I would rather settle this amicably. Mrs. Lawler. The other mother responds. Hi, Tanya. I confirmed with all the parents on Thursday that before the party they were going as I had to pay that day, and Derek told me and Alex was looking forward to it and would see us there. To me, that is confirmation. My phone number was on the invite that I was sent out to Alex. I don't like fighting with other people and was not best impressed when Derek turned up to my door in front of my doorstep and said you wouldn't get any money out of me, rather rudely. The amicable way around this, I believe, would pay me the money and let a lesson be learnt. I hope this is agreeable, surely. Tanya. The only reason Derek was angry was because of the fact that the envelope was put into Alex's school bag when it has nothing to do with the school, like I said before. No money was mentioned when we spoke, and I feel it would be inappropriate to pay you the money when I don't know what this is actually paying for. Like I said before, I didn't have your number, and to let you know and what exactly this lesson was that I'll be learning. I am not a child, so please don't speak to me like I am. So, do answer your question. Unfortunately, no. This is non-reliable. True Lawrence. You're paying for one time the party at the ski slope, which includes the snow shooting and toboggan and lunch. Back to Tanya. Just so you know, that the small claims court costs just £60 to start a claim, and I'm not paying for something that we didn't use, Julie. It doesn't cost that much, Tanya. It does. And I don't know why you're out for blood if you had to come up with us to Thursday back and explain the money. Then I could explain about to Alex, and then maybe we could have gotten that sorted. Note. A small claims court charges £25 in admission fees.
That's very sad.
Stupid.
I feel for the child. I feel for the kids. The kids are suffering. It's like, so you're trying to play, so you're wanting to blame a child, for missing a party.
I mean, cell phone war aside, or Facebook war aside.
I mean, do you freaking whiz?
Just what the fuck are you doing? Snow tubing on and three toboggan rides?
So you didn't
even
want
to
in
the first place. That's number one.
That sounds like one hell of a party, that's what I say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one hell of a party that... Right, it's like, you're wanting the family to pay for a toboggan ride. I've been to parties that were far better than that.
What were your parties? Exactly.
I had a moon bounce. I had a moon bounce as a kid, so...
Yeah.
Versus a toboggan ride. Yeah, moon bounce over toboggan ride.
Yeah,
and then... swim parties. Oh, the gamut.
Oh, I know about parties, yeah.
Well, pool parties, yeah, definitely. But also, right, like, the most ridiculous one I went to was a friend that I now consider an enemy. And she had a fencing party.
Oh, fencing.
I know how to fence. But then that was one year. The other year, he had a basketball party.
Okay. Wow.
I'm not dissing basketball, but this kid was ridiculous. He had a basketball party, and then his mom. I mean, these people live in Battery Park City, okay, which is near the Hudson River, near New York, in New York, right? These guys, right, had the audacity to take take it and flip not only charging the people who did this,
right,
but also taken the insane part of charging everyone to basically pay for their own pizza.
That's sad. That's just poor.
It was even more sad because I didn't even want to be there.
I felt like I was paying for your own fucking pizza.
Yeah.
And the other year was a soccer party, which was... It just got more out of control as time went on,
Right, I get it.
And it was insane. But what was even more insane was
the insanity that during his birthday parties, this mother would spoil the shit out of him every year, right? To no end.
Mm-hmm.
And what's incredible is just how in the world they kind of survives. You know what I mean? This kid now has learned his lesson, but in hindsight, you know, I'm quite older than him.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he respects me. He may respect me. I don't, you know, have the same respect for him. You know what I mean? Because he did all that
right.
to me. If he didn't, well, things would be different. But
right.
You know?
Right.
Things would totally be different.
Right.
But, it's absolutely ridiculous. I think, people... they don't get it. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you got it, then there wouldn't be any of the shit that would go off me.
Right.
You know, people just don't fucking get it. And with cell phones nowadays, it's easy, so easy, to turn into a child. You know.
Which is very sad.
Well, it's sad, but it's degrading as well. You know.
Yeah.
It's degrading in so many ways. Taking it even to an absurd thing like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or it's a Facebook disagreement.
Or even if it's a matter of a child going to a fucking party, kids forget.
Right.
It's like, so you're wanting to hurt families. Put kids' friendships at risk. Brilliant. Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah. And putting, you know, everybody at risk is not the best thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't do this to you. What makes you think that you can do it to me?
Right.
You know, kind of thing.
Right.
Oh, I just... No. I think
it's like, come the fuck on. Come on. Please. just come on, be smart.
Be smart.
In what way are we supposed to be smart?
Definitely not like what they did, what happened with them. That's something people should not try to recreate.
I know.
It's called be mature.
I think it's be mature, but take it. Take it as it comes, not taking it. I'm gonna, take you out with a price tag
because of something stupid.
I mean, it's fine to say, I didn't have your number for your mobile. But, Jesus Christ. Things get out of hand.
Yeah.
It gets totally out of hand.
Yeah.
It's
sad,
but
too.
It's sadder. What's sad, but we have to get into this program, don't we?
Yes, we do.
It seems like North Korea wants to let in tourism slowly. I mean, like you heard at the top of the show, this is a government-sponsored program, which means that one or two things. North Korea is wanting tourism, but its dictator is not wanting tourism at all.
No.
In fact, taking it. And we also announced that, or they also announced, that they're trying to kick him out actively. So, what's insane is about this, I think, is that they're trying to give them the local experience by, there's one, I think, one travel agency, which is called Young Pioneers Group, that specializes in tours to the isolated country, which also says that
they're going to only show people. They're going to want to only show what they want to show people. Too. Let's just bring that out into the open.
To the front?
Yeah. Yeah.
And take it to the limit, one more time, as the Eagles would say. It is kind of the audacity of this group is saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this and make sure to not annoy people, but make sure that they get everything that's coming to them, you know.
Bringing things also into the open as well. Let's not forget about that, too.
No. No. Let's not forget about that. But taking it to a place where at this point he has this person who's trying to overthrow this dictator has $140, and I'm guessing this is from his nearest and dearest family, whatever. The more this gets out, he thinks that he's doing the right thing. He possibly is doing the right thing. We just don't know how how to process that. The only time they've ever let people into the country is during their games.
Right.
You know, and I don't know how to process it. To a point where, is it the right thing to do? Yes. But are they struggling? No. You know, kind of thing. I mean, what do you think, Allison?
I'm thinking, this is crazy. Like, you're wanting to bring people into the country when it's a country that is so secure, so secretive, that you probably would not just get away with anything either.
Yeah, and you wouldn't get anything away with anything, you know, that you wanted to do. It's not
right.
Traveling in any other place, took a place, Italy, right?
Or Spain.
Spain is notorious. But it is, over the last several years, from 2004 to 2013, it's risen from 700 to 6,000. I think what's crazy about this is they're trying to make it so that people, you can get diverse tours. But you can...
Yeah, so there's always a chance of going, this isn't right. This isn't the best thing going around.
Yeah, but they're also going, oh, foreign tourists have beer with a local.
Right.
Meaning that they probably grab a local and say, oh, yeah, can you pause?
Right.
Pause for this picture. And they don't even know what the fuck they're pausing for. You know.
Right.
I mean, it's insane. Amateur golf tournament.
It's like, so you're seeing how people live, but also get mistreated.
Yeah. And another American, Miller Matthew Todd, 24, has been since April, for allegedly ripping up his pass and his visa upon entry to the country, according to the state, Jeffrey Powell, 56, who was arrested in June for reportedly leaving a Bible in a bathroom of the site.
Oh, God.
I had drinks with a local almost every night at a local bar. There was surprisingly very good draft beer there. It was great to see the human side of North Korea that we are very similar. Warrior said that during his trip he didn't feel threatened, insulted, or nervous at all. It's hard to break the law accidentally out there, as everybody knows in advance what isn't okay to do. Many things which are legal there are not legal elsewhere, but people visiting there do know this. Those illegal only in North Korea activities include taking pictures of military personnel or doing missionary activities. Because they don't want to promote religion.
All right.
But, you know, it's like, anything else you can get away with? Yeah, okay.
All right.
You know.
I don't know what's worse. Do you? I don't know what could be. I'm just going, this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is fucked up.
I mean,
there's no way around it going.
You would rather take
shit away from people than when they're actually trying to do something very well and very good. Getting shit done.
Well, getting shit done and doing things illegally.
I mean,
you know,
and they're trying to do things, yes. But do you really think that they are enjoying the situation particularly?
I think no. I think what they're doing is putting on an act that is rather sickening. You know, to me at least.
It's
sickening.
It's like, so you're wanting, you're causing hell and havoc.
But you're wanting to do it.
You're doing it.
You're doing it.
In such a way.
In such a way that most people, you know, bear with the locals. Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
You know, bear with the local. Come on. Anything else? Ridiculous. When I was back in my country, you know, I didn't have to deal with a local. The Americans came to me stupidly and said, can we join you? And I said, fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're not a part of my world. Really, you know, It's not, I don't think it's right, you know, they're making their best effort, but how in the world do you make your best effort and still say you, or stay you?
Right. Right.
Without trying to seem sickly.
Right.
You know, that's what makes me sick.
Yeah.
It makes me so sick to my stomach.
And does it to me?
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, we wish them all the luck in the world.
Yeah.
I think that they'll need it. They'll need it.
Yeah.
Well, they'll need it in so many ways.
It's not like they want to be in this.
No, I think that the
they would. I would at least think.
I think that they want to, but at the same time, not so much.
Right.
You know, they want to because it's good for tourism. But then, what else? You know what I mean? What else do you have? You know?
And it's kind of hard when they have to say everything right with North Korea, too. When...
Well, yeah, in order to actually get it right. And we're not laughing and we're not making it a mockery of it. We're actually serious. The thing that we mentioned at the top of the program is definitely real. We didn't make that up. That's real. If you want to donate, you know what I mean? Do. Because you'll be help. I mean, I guess help save them. But also help them. You know?
Sorry.
Take it to another level.
Yeah.
You know, that's all we're saying. And we're not falling short about it. You know, they're even trying to lure customers with a film set, you know. But, in other news.
Josh.
Yeah.
You want to take, well... Allison, do you want to take this?
You could continue on.
Okay. All right. I will. I guess. That Cambridge News.
Such a lovely voice.
What?
Because you have such a lovely voice.
What?
Yeah. Well, no, I wanted to get. It's not. My show, our show.
I know, but you're on the roll already, so it's more saying
true.
Continue on the roll.
Okay, right. Comedian James Murphy is putting on a disabled charity, Paperwork Trust, brilliant, because he might not be in the funny business, but he does care.
Yeah.
Which, to me, is
huge.
You know, and also, he might not be in the funny business at all if it wasn't for his own disability. Which that, they start the article by saying, do you know about the one stand-up comedian that hosts a local charity in a lovely cafe, Mill Road, where young people with disabilities get the chance to learn new skills? Okay, it doesn't sound like the beginning of the world's most hilarious joke, but maybe the world's hilarious joke will be uncovered on Saturday because James Murphy is a stand-up comedian who by night works with the disability charity People Will Trust by day, and is putting on an evening of comedy, and it promises to be rather good. James, who is 37, took the mic 4 years ago and has been writing his material for a long time, just silly stuff really, and never to use, but he didn't want his own man saying to his grandchildren, I could have been a comedian. So I thought I might as well give it a go. His first taste was the Berry Fringe Festival, which or should we say the second taste? His first was getting the organizers to take a punt on him at all. I had to go into the room and do a really tilted audition in front of 4 people, a bit like X Factor, which is quite daunting, but I made them laugh. And they all laughed enough to give him a 15-minute spot to support a professional, supporting a professional comedian, and it was terrifying. I remember drinking 7 cans of Red Bull and wondering why I couldn't get any sleep that night, but it was fantastic. I got the bug, and now James does a gig every week or two with his comedy revolving around everyday life. I've got 2 boys. My eldest is 10 and has autism, so I talk about that in a funny way. Yeah, I try to, and it's a balancing act because he does certain things that people find unusual. So he's trying to reshape that for people to see that it's not unusual. I make him the hero of the story, so when he does something where people say, that's the way society acts, that's not the way society acts, I make him out to be a maverick who's plowing through Spiro. And that these kids are over that, and that just the kids are saying that they're from a previous marriage, so that adds a bit of flavor. You know, I think this is what, it's a long, long article, but if you want to read more about this, it's a great thing because of the fact that people don't do this very often, and when comedians make fun of disabilities, like the autism joke, and people have autism or ADHD, it's not funny. We don't find it funny. Sorry. You know. But it's great that he's doing it. He's doing a really good thing. He's really doing a good thing to promote his own kids. And promote the awareness. That's what it all really is, right?
Right.
And then the last story of the night, which I'll give to you, over to you guys. Go ahead.
Hold on. There's doctors are finding out new ways of finding out if kids have intellectual disabilities, which is huge.
In terms of what?
Pretty, in terms of finding out if they have intellectual disabilities, which means this gives them hope.
Hope in
versus
what way?
Hope in what way? Think about it.
Yeah.
Kids who have disabilities who may not know that they have disabilities and give their parents hope that their kids will have that better, more opportunities at certain things. Easier to get things out there, get things to be better for them.
Better for them in what way, though? I mean, my...
This could give their parents an easy way, may have more of an understanding of what their kids face. The numerous things. Yeah.
Numerous things.
And figuring out what is actually wrong with their kids and not going to so many doctors and then them having their own problems too, the doctors not knowing what's actually wrong.
Right.
Which is pretty big.
Well, yeah, I mean, because finally figuring out what's actually wrong, you can actually have a solution for it.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant, right?
Yeah.
Which is brilliant. And is a good note to end our show on, right?
Yeah.
So, well... This episode was produced by AMC Press & Co. Our sound producer is Johnny Dubell. Our driver is Kim Jong-un. Yes, because he got kicked out, and that's the only job he could find. Kim Jong-un, his intern is Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill's intern is Warren Babcock. Warren Babcock, intern, is Milton Cocktease. Milton Cocktease's intern is... Well, Milton Cocktease just got killed. So he had to hire lawyers before he got killed. And
oh,
his,
my.
Oh, no. His lawyers are, get him now. Our show is produced by speaking to microphones. And where can you find us? Yes, it's that time. You can find us at AMC Press. Or, sorry, itsmyyours.com/AMC Press. And our shop is on zaster.com. And our Twitter's handles are AMCPress31 and AMCPressNews, and you can tune by our merchandise on Zazzle.com. And as always, you can find that and other things at for the shop at AMC Press Pop-Up Shop. And this concludes our show for tonight. And with that, tune in next week for more satire. Satire time, theme satire podcast, and from all of us to you, tonight!
Yes, good night, and we'll be back.
We'll be back on Monday. Good night.